Minister, we're now approaching another budget next Tuesday, and the day after the budget last year, our local minister in Donegal, John McHugh, came on to the Highland Radio, and he told the people of Donegal that all of the beds in the short stay ward, 20 beds that had been closed, all of them would be reopened, and that recruitment was commencing that day, and that he had spoken to the manager of the hospital. Very shortly afterwards, the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, also gave the same commitment, because we were worried that it wasn't going to be honoured. Those beds will be reopened. That was the promise that was given to the people of Donegal. I can tell you that since then, since that promise was given by two different ministers, we actually got funding for five beds to reopen, five beds. And thanks to the efforts of the Saelta Hospital Group, which oversees Letterkenny University Hospital, working with public representatives in Donegal, we managed to get funding to take it up to 10 beds. So half of the beds have been reopened. Now that has helped, but we still have a serious crisis at Letterkenny University Hospital. Every day, it's reported on our local radio, every day, that there are large numbers of people on trolleys. Only yesterday it was 38 people waiting for a bed in the hospital. And I just find it unfathomable that the minister hasn't kept his promise. So here we are again at budget time. And what I'm saying is, and I'm led to understand very clearly, that the only reason why we haven't got the 20 beds is because of the recruitment embargo. The management at the hospital have attempted to put in place a range of people, from cleaners to porters to nurses, right through the doctors, consultants, right through the hospital spectrum, and they are being blocked from appointing new personnel. That embargo has to be waived in Letterkenny. The minister is watching large numbers of people, many of them elderly people, waiting long periods in the emergency department, only then to be in a trolley. And then, of course, if you look at the wider issue in the county, we have, in all our community hospitals, we've lost 1 in 4 of our beds, 1 in 4 of our nurses over the last 10 years. So you've cut the beds in our community hospitals, cut the beds in our major hospital in Letterkenny, and also you've cut home care packages. So you have just blockages in the entire system. But the key issue here, and this is what I intend to absolutely hold the Minister for Health to account for, is that he promised that all 20 beds that were closed in the short stay ward would be reopened again. And what I'm calling for here today is for the Minister to keep his word, keep his promise to the people of Donegal, and release this recruitment embargo to allow the hospital to recruit the necessary nurses to get those beds opened and to try and take the pressure off the entire hospital, but particularly the nurses and doctors and staff in the emergency department, who are doing impossible every day, impossible work under impossible circumstances.
Thank you very much, Minister.
Thanks, Cathal, and thanks to you again to Pádraig. And I know this is probably the third time I've been here for the same issue, and I do apologise, as I said, on the basis that I do acknowledge the fact that you've raised it a few times, and I have constantly been reminded the Minister of the situation. Anyway, as a matter of fact, I'm taking this on behalf of Minister Harris, who acknowledges the stress that overcrowding in emergency care departments causes to patients and their family, and frontline staff working in very challenging times, condition in hospitals right throughout the country. The number of patients attending A&E emergency departments continues to rise each year. For the 8 months of 2019, the number of patients attending hospital A&E increased by 2.9%, and the number of admissions increased by 1.7% compared to the same period last year. At Letterkenny University Hospital, for the first 8 months of the year, ED attendance has increased by 4.5% and admission by 6.1% compared to the same period last year. According to provisional, the trolley guard figures, there were 3,025 patients waiting on trolleys in the ED at Limerick University Hospital from January to the end of September this year, a 32% increase compared to the same period last year. This is an average of 11 people waiting on trolleys each morning in 2019 to date. The Health Service Capacity Review published last year was clear in the need for major investment in additional capacity to but in both hospitals and community combined, with a wide range of reform and manners of locations where health services are provided. And since 2017, an additional 267 beds have been opened. The capacity programme for 2019 provides for following increase in capacity set out in the National Service Plan. The provision of 75 acute beds and 70 community beds under the Winter Plan 2018-29, including 5 beds that opened in Letterkenny County University Hospital in June under the Winter Plan 2018-19. 47 additional beds, including the 40 beds module built in South Tipperary General Hospital, 3 HDU units in the Mater Hospital, and 4 HD unit beds in Cork University. Preparation of 202 beds during 2019, including 15 in Letterkenny University Hospital, with a view to beginning this extra capacity in operation in the fourth quarter of 2020. Commencement of the work on 60-bed modular unit in the University Hospital in Limerick. With specific regard to Letterkenny University Hospital, it is in the most recent update in the department that the HSE has advised that the 10 short-term ward beds in total opened in June 2019. An opening of 9 further beds is under consideration, but to date, no time has been given for the opening of those extra beds. And I will come back to some of the issues that the Senator has raised, and I'll come back in. Sorry.
You see, when you read that response drafted by the department officials on behalf of the Minister, you get to the core of the issue, because in the response, they confirm that they provided 5 beds. Now remember, the Minister for Health said all 20 beds will reopen. The Minister for Education, Joe McHugh, all 20 beds will reopen. We've contacted the manager of the hospital. The recruitment process has commenced. That's a year ago. So they've confirmed here they funded 5 beds. They then say 15 more beds would be opened, a view to doing that, in the first quarter of 2020. Now, and then they say in the final paragraph that 10 beds have been opened. So they admit themselves that they've funded 5 beds, but there's 10 beds opened. Well, for the Minister's information and the department officials, that was the Sale to Hospital group working with public representatives in Donegal because of the urgent crisis and the failure of government. They provided funding and got it up to 10. And we're saying here, keep your promise, keep your word. And what we see here is it's under consideration. Under consideration. It's not good enough. It's just not good enough. You know, the Minister for Health is only superseded by the Taoiseach. And Taoiseach said in recent days, he apologised. He apologised to all the people in the emergency department. Apologies are no longer any good. People need hope. People need to believe that it's going to change. Now, whatever about the reform of the wider health system, there were 20 beds that were closed and we were promised to be reopened. It's very simple. You provide the funding for the nurses and the beds to get it reopened. And the government haven't done it. They've broke their promise, broke their word. So I'm holding them to account. I'm not going to go away. And what I'm saying very clearly here today is that we need to see all 20 beds. I'm asking, Minister, that you would send the transcript to both Minister Joe McHugh and Minister for Health Simon Harris. I'll get the transcript from Highland Radio if need be and remind them of the words that they said, to keep their promise, keep their word, get those beds reopened and give the people of Donegal and the nurses and doctors in that hospital some hope. Stop the apologies, give us some hope and give us some solutions.
Senator, Minister.
I'm here again and to acknowledge that Senator McLaughlin. It's not the first time I've stood here and heard him, his concerns and his anger, and to be honest, which I can understand his frustration as well. It must be acknowledged that attendance at the A&E are growing on a yearly basis, and the Health Service Capacity Review indicates that Ireland is among the highest acute bed occupied rate in the developing world. It against the backdrop of the HSE Capacity Review 2018 being recommended an increase in acute beds for over 2,600 by 2031 to support projected increase in demands for the service. I want to acknowledge the fact that the Senator has spoken out so strongly regarding the expressions of support for from John McHugh, Minister John McHugh and Minister Harris on the extra beds. And I will assure the Senator that I will make my business, as I always do, to send a transcript to the Minister's office when I receive it later on, and to highlight the need of some of the concerns that have been raised, not only with Senator here, but other senators as well in the past. So I can't acknowledge the fact that I can't speak on behalf of Minister Harris or Minister Joe McHugh at the moment regarding their introduction on radio, what they said. But I will assure the Senator that I will make my business after this evening when I receive the transcript to make sure both of them receive a copy of it. And it's up to you after that, I suppose, regarding local radio, what you want to do. But I do acknowledge the fact that there is much frustration and that beds were promised, as the Senator has said. And if we're going to promise doing something, I think there's an acknowledgement that somewhere along the line that has to be done. So I will convey your concerns to both ministers.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Senator. The House stands suspended till 11:30. Thank you.